We are on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph. We have one Tosfos on the previous sugya. The Maskonos HaGemara was that the Machlokes Rav and Rav Kahane, if Machze Keroiv or Machze Lav Keroiv, was speaking about the halacha that a yochid that was Tomei is Nitchet to a Pesach Sheini. Roiv Tzibur that were Tmeim, they bring a Pesach Rishin Betume. And the Shaila was, if there was Mechze Yisrael Tahirim or Mechze Tmeim, so Rav holds Mechze or Mechze Keroiv, but Rav Kana Omar Mechze or Mechze Einei Keroiv. Bahosam the Gemara said, my time at the Rav, that Rav holds Mechze Keroiv, dechsiv ish ki yetomei lenefesh, that he's mechuyiv to bring a Pesach Sheini, so ish nitche ve'ein tzibur nitchen, and it seems if Mechze Yisrael atmeim, that has a shame tzibur, and they bring a Pesach ish. Ish nitche ve'ein tzibur nidochen. Teime, perikame de Sanhedrin, gabi vaitseisa asa isha hu, darshinon ish vi isha ata moitzi lisharecha, an isha hu, waiv de avaydi zore, yo moitzi lisharecha, which means a bezn shalchof gimu, vi yata moitzi kola shevet kula lisharecha, but if there was a shevet that was oivet avaydi zore, you do not bring them to a bezin of Chav Gimel, you bring them to a bezin of Ayin Aleph. V'hochi lo'imimeti me'ish elo roiv Yisrael. So it's very interesting. It's the same type of meat. That means a yochid, yechidim, ish, v'isha, or you bring to a bezin shel Chav Gimel. But there the Gemara says, we derive from this that a shevet is nismayet from ish v'isha, and then you need a bezn shalayin aleph. So l'chayre, it seems we go from yechidim to a shevet, and here we go to roiv Yisrael or mechze of klal Yisrael. So why is it that by Korban Pesach we make a big jump yechidim? Bring a Pesach Sheini, but Mechza or Roy bring a Pesach Ish. V'yeshloimer, dahosam matzinu shechilek ha-kosev bein yochid l'merubim mishum ir ba'arme l'inyin ir anidachas. Anir anidachas also is a bezn shalayin aleph. So memele, we see that there the psul of a bezn shalchav gimel is dafke by yechidim, but an ir anidachas, so then you need a bezn shalayin aleph, so it's mistava, this miyut is on a shevet, you don't need a miyut of roiv Yisrael. V'loimed oloi mikri ish, if by an ir anidachas it's not called ish, it's ish a mistava that a shevet is nismayed me ish. Inami, a second teretz, tu ve'ish ve'isha ksivi hosam, says, in the parish a few times, ish v'isha, so there we are memayit, afilu v'shevet. Now let us just see the Mishnah again on Daf of Zayin. The Mishnah started off by saying, ha-shoichet echot bo'if v'shnayim b'beim eshchitos v'ksheiro, v'ruboi shel echot kamoyu, and roiv is also sufficient. And then later, the Mishnah is Messiahim, Roiv Echad Boiv, Roiv Shnayim Bevehema Shchitosai Ksheira. So the Mishnah seems to chaser over this din of Roiv. It says already, it said once that Roiv is sufficient, then it repeats it. Roiv Echad Boiv, Roiv Shnayim Bevehema Shchitosai Ksheira. Zakte Gemore, Roiv Echad Boiv, Tonino Chodazimne, it said that in the Reshe, Ruboi Shel Echad Kamoyu. Oma Rav Hishaye, Chodo Bechulim, it's telling us two distinct halachas. One, Bava is telling us that by Chulin there's halacha that Roiv Simen is sufficient. V'chada Bekotchim, and one Bava is telling us that by Kotchim Roiv is sufficient. Utsriche, and I need these two Bavas. The E Ashmeinon Chulin, if we'd only say Chulin, Hosamu de Sagilei Berube, Mishum de Lav Ledamu Tzorech. There's no need for dam. That means by kochim you need dam lezrike. So the greater the chetach of the simen is, the more dam comes out. So by chulin, I would think the roiv helps because there's no dire need for dam. All you have to do is nafik chiyusa. So it could be that the roiv simen is nafik chiyusa. Avol kochim de ledamu tzorich. By kochim there's a new tzorich. You need the dam lezrike. So I would think, therefore, that is a mechai that you have to shech the whole simen. Because through shechit of the whole simen, more dam comes out. Eimer loitizke lei berubis. I would think roiv is not sufficient. Ade ike kulei. You have to shech the whole simen. So that's why we have another bov in the Mishnah that tells us, no, that the roiv is sufficient afilu by kochim. V'i ashminin kochim. If we would say kochim, mishum de ledamu tzorich. I would think there you need roiv because there's a tzorich of dam to make the zrike. Avol chulin de ledam loy tzorich, eimo bepal gisagi, maybe half a simen is sufficient. Sagilei, kamash melon. So that's the need of the two bovis, that sai by chulin and sai by kochim, you need roiv and roiv is sufficient. Frag the gemore, hai bechulin vahai bekochim. Now you have two bovis, so which bove is speaking about shchitas chulin? And which Bov is speaking about Shchitas Kotch? Omar Rav Kahane, Mistavre Reishe Bechulen, Mistavre the Reishe is speaking about Shchitas Chulen, V'Seifa Bekotch, and the Seifa is speaking about Shchitas Kotch. Mimai, Midiktoni Hashoichet. Now, the Mishnah started off by saying, Hashoichet Echot Bo'if, Shnaye Bebeheime, So, if the reishe, it says, "Hashoichet echad ba'oif v'isal kedaitach reishe bekotchim." The reishe speaking about kotchim hamoylek mi boiloi. There's no concept of shchitas ha'oif by kotchim. Shchitas ha'oif needs malike. And the Mishnah starts off Hashoichet Echot Ba'oif, and then V'Ruboi Shel Echot Kamoyu. So the Reisha is Zichar speaking about Chulin. V'Salke Daitach Reisha Bekotchim Hamoylik Miboyle. So Al Kochoch the Reisha is speaking about Chulin, and therefore the Sefer is speaking about Kotchim. Now let us again look at the Lashon of the Sefer. The Sefer says, Roiv Echad Ba'oif, V'Roiv Shnayim Bebehema, Shchitosoi Ksheira. Now that's also a problem. If the Sefer is speaking about Kochim, so it should say, Roiv Echad Ba'oif Melikosoi Ksheira, Roiv Shnayim Bebehema, Shchitosoi Ksheira. The same kasha is here that the Reisha cannot be speaking about Kochim, since it doesn't mention Melike. So we have the same kasha and the sefer. Elo mai sefer bekotchim shechitosoi ksheira melikosoi ksheira mi boile. It should have said melikosoi ksheira. So the Gemara says holoi kasha. That's not gefelach. Aidi the solik mi beheme, since in the sefer we're speaking about roiv echad boiv, that's one simen, roiv of one simen is sufficient by an oif. V'roiv shnayim bebeim. And then we say, so we ended off speaking about a behemoth, so shchitasok sheira. So by behemoth is a union of shchita, there's no malikis, no mamele. He said, revechad boif is enough, revechnayim bevheim is enough, and then he says shchitasok sheira because we ID the sholik mi behemoth on a nami shchitasok sheira, because we ended up by speaking about a behemoth, so he speaks about shchita. Elo reisha, Mechdei al oif koi, the reisha, he's starting with an oif. Hashoichet echad boif. He's alke daitach bekotchim. If the reisha is speaking about kotchim, hamoilek mi boilek, so Tzicha should have said, hamoilek, you're speaking the first alochi, you're speaking about an oif. And if it's speaking about an oif of kotchim, it should have said, hamoilek, Simen Echod Ba'oif. So Kochach the Reisha is speaking about Chulen, and the Sefer is speaking about Kotchim. What does Rashi say? Mlikosoi Ksheira mi Boile. Kloima, A'oif I Boile le Misni, Mlikosoi Ksheira. Bahada Lisni Abeheimo, Shritosoi Ksheira. So the Sefer is also Shver. It's speaking about Kochim, so he should have mentioned Malika since he's speaking about Oif. Sumo says, Holei Kashe, Gabi Hadodi Tenanu, he learned both together, V'chi Solik Mebeima Nokat Shchita. Alal Reisha Kitone HaShoiche Mechdei HaOif Koi. We're going about an Oif. Oh boy, his Chaloiris, he started teaching us about an Oif. V'heichi somach le'shchita le'oif kotchim. How can you say a shoichet echad ba'oif? We're talking about an oif shal kotchim. How can he speak about shchita? Amoilek mi boilek. So amoilek, that was the ray of Rav Kahane. The Reisha is speaking about Chulin because it starts speaking about an Oif and it says a Shoichet. So we see that the Reisha is speaking about Chulin and the Sefer is speaking about Kotchim. Rav Simi Bar Ashi Omar, also the same thing but a different Raya. Reisha B'chulin Mehoche. The Reisha is speaking about Chulin. A different way. Diktoni echad ba'oif. It says, Ashoichet echad ba'oif. Bisalke daitach bekotchim. If the Reish is speaking about kotchim, ha'ika oiles ha'oif de boi shnei simonim. And oiles ha'oif needs two simonim. So if you're talking about kotchim, how can you say a blank statement echad ba'oif? It matters. If it's a chata soif or an oila soif. So memela, since it says, ashoichet echad ba'oif, so zahayim, that we're speaking about chulen. Chulen, echad ba'oif, is ikha sufficient. Like the Gemara, elo mai seifa bekotchim. So the seif is also, it says, roif, Echad ba'if. It says, Reiv Echad is ba'if, Reiv of one simon ba'if, so the same kasha. Ha'ika oila sa'if, the boy shnei simonim. So the Gemara says, my Reiv Echad, Reiv kol Echad ve'echad. Reiv Echad does not necessarily mean Reiv of one simon. Reiv Echad could also include Reiv shall call Echad ve'echad, the Reiv of each simen. Reiv is sufficient. So it could include an Oilus Anoif, which we're talking about both simonim. So why does the Tana have to speak Reiv call Echad ve'echad? It talks about Behime, it says the Reiv Shnayim. So it should have said by Oif, if he wants to include Oif, Oilus, Oif, why he says Roif, Kol, Echad, Roif, Echad means Roif, Kol echad ve'echad say roiv shnayim. Just like you say by Behemah, roiv shnayim. So the Gemara answers, ubedinu de'lisni roiv shnayim. You're 100% right. It should have said roiv shnayim. But kiven de'ikar chatos de'sagilei bechatzimin. But since a chatos roiv, one simin is sufficient. So therefore, he couldn't say roiv shnayim by roiv, because a chatos roiv, one simin. B'shemochi le'psikolei. So therefore, he said roiv echad. And roiv echad is a parveloshen. Roiv echad can mean roiv shel echad or roiv shel kol echad ve'echad. The roiv echad is a parveloshen, so it includes an oilus anoid and a chatas oid. But the Reisha says a sheichet echad ba'oiv, so that seems one simin is sufficient. So that a kochach is speaking about chulin. What does Rashi say? My roiv echad, roiv kol echad ve'echad. Le'gosin in elam. Le'psikalei v'tonem milse demishtame b'tavayu. He said a loshen that we can hear both aloches. Dohochi mashme roiv kol echad ba'oiv k'sheira. Eichad esagi b'kat k'kainah. Chatos, avirubay kekuloi, veheichi deboi tarti, avirubay kolechot kekuloi. A slave of each simen is like kuloi. So it matters if you need one simen, or so then the slave of that, or both simen. Rav Papa Oma, Rav Papa said another heichochem, that the Reisha is speaking about Chulin and the Sefer is speaking about Kodshim. Rapapa Oma Reisha b'chulin mahoche. Diktoni Rabbi Yehuda Oima at sheyishchait es haveridin. Rabbi Yehuda said, Yehechtev shecht the veridin upligi rabbonon alay, and the rabbonon hold, you don't have to shecht the veridin. Now, I amrit bishloime, and we had heard Taisvis, that Taisvis explained, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about oifis, and since the derech to be tzoyle an oif kuloi without cutting it into pieces, so memele he held, or akaponim lechatchile, he held that it is not, one should not rely on the tzliya to be mitzi all the dam, since you're not Chaytech de'oit, yitzalei akulei ke'echot. So therefore, you have to be menakev the veridin b'shas shchite in order to make sure that all the dam will come out. Not rely on the tzliya lechatchil. And the chachomim, we'll see in Rashi God, the chachomim hold, Rashi says that you don't have to be menakev b'shas shchite when the dam is Ham, and all the dam comes out, you could be menakev later, and some of the dam will come out, and the rest you'll rely on the tzliya. That is the machloikis, Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim, by Chulin. Bishleime bechulin, shapir. So, it's a shaila, do you have to be menakev to veridin and not rely lechatchil on the tzliya, or you can be menakev to veridin later, and the rest of the dam will be niflat through the tzliya. So it's very good. It's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim b'chula. Elo I amrit b'kotshim, but if you're going to say that the Reisha is speaking about Kochim, Amai Pligi Abonon Olei, Hu Atzmoi Ledam Hutzorich. That means the whole purpose of the Shrita is to create Dam Lizrike, so you Zicher Achoitech Devaridim. There's no Shaila by Kochim. by kodshim less man the palik that you're chaytach the veridin. And this we can understand by a korban Pesach, if there you don't, you don't cut the basar in pieces, so what happens over there? Because there the chachamim are also moide. There the chachamim are moide that you cut the veridin. By kodshim less man the palik, you cut the veridin. So memele, so therefore, be als tzrikas adam, the whole shaila is only by chulin if it is necessary then to cut the verid. Let us see Rashi. Shapir, if the Reish is speaking about Chulin, Shapir, Mishmochi Pligi Rabbonan Olay, the Kivin, the Loi Huskeru, the Riden, Elo Mishum Dam, Mali Bishas Shchite, Mali Laachar Shchite, so it seems that Chachamim also hold you have to be Menakev, the Veriden, but you don't to do it Bishas Shchite, that's a Shtik Tairev Rabbi Yehuda. Can do it later. I not so much dam will come out. It's echt nicht gefährlich. Ela bekotchim eichi pligi rabonon olei hu atzmoi mirdike loshen avrashe kol atzmo veikro shal shritas kotchim ledam yitzriche the whole tzorech of the shrites is ledam yitzriche. In order to have dam, lizrike, so memele yizicha, you have to go and cut the veriden also, in order to have a ribui dam. Ravashi omar, seifo bekotchim mehoch. Ravashi said another raya. That the Sefer is speaking about Kodshim. The Ketoni, it says in the next Mishnah, Ha-Shoichet Shnei Roshin Ke-Echot. The person, you had two behemoths, one next to the other, and you shechted both behemoths, Shritosoi Ksheira. Ha-Shoichet Ziyevet Ein, L'chadchil Olot. Yamrit b'shloime b'kotshim haynu v'chatchil aloi mishum detoni Rav Yosef tizbach shalayu yeshnayim shoichtim zebach echot tizbachayhu shalayay echot shoichet shnei zvochim omar Rav Kahane tizbachayu ksif. We'll see it soon. There's a droshe that we darshan that you should shecht one behema at a time. That's an idea alone. It is bechei hu. You should shecht one. So by kochim de such a din, lechatchili, you should shecht one at a time, not two with one maise shchite. But if it's speaking about, so that, therefore, it says in the next Mishnah that, so the next Mishnah says, oh, the next Mishnah says, that Ashaychet beis Roshin ke'echot shritosoi ksheiro. So here it says that two is no good. I'm sorry, it is good, but not lechatchila. Ashaychet beis Roshin ke'echot shritosoi ksheiro. So if this would be speaking about chulin, why is it only good b'diyevet? It could be good lechatchila also. So al kochos, this is speaking about kochim, and by kochim we have this drash tizbachei hu, you should check it one at a time. So we see the seifa of the, this is the next Mishnah, the hemshech of the seifa of our Mishnah. So we see the seifa speaking about kochim. Now let us see pshat and this drash. We learn out two halachas from this tizbachei hu. Tizbach, the pasuk is like this: Lirtzoinchem tizbachu hu. Now, That's what it says in the Pasuk. So if we would go bus of the Kri of the Pasuk, so the Pasuk seems to say that two people can share. L'rtzoinchem tizbachu, you can share a loshen rabim, tizbachu hu, that a rabim can share one korban. So shnayim l'chadchila could share one korban. That is if you go bus of the Kri. Va'omrina lekamon, but the Gemara says later, it doesn't say tizbachu, there's no vav after the ches, there's a hey after the ches, so the ksiv is tizbachu, that's the ksiv. V'yesh eim l'mesayres, so the, we know it, like the mesayres is the way it is written. Tizbach mashmed l'shoichet yechidi koma v'loy l'shnayim mid the loiksiv tizbachuhu. There's no vav in the ksiv. Umid the ksiv hu, and since it says hu, that's another limud. Mashmed nami azevach shav hu yehei yechidi. Amarav kahane garsino. So let us just again innovating in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ravashi Omar Sefer Bekotchim. The Sefer is speaking about Kotchim. Diktoni, it says in the Aflam of the Mabez, Ashoichet Shnei Roshim Ke'echa, the person shechs two Roshim, two Behemoths Babasacha, Shchitosoi Ksheiro, Ashoichet Yevedein Lechatchiluloi. Yamret Bishloima Bekotchim. So if the Sefer is speaking about Kotchim, Hainu de lachatchiloloi, mishum de tomei Rav Yosef, tu droshes, tiz bach, shlo yeshnayim shoichtim, zevach echo, tu should not shecht one zevach, and then tiz bachay hu, the hu, shlo yeecho, shoichet shnei zvochim, and how do we know these two aloches, va'omar Rav Kahana, tiz bachay hu ksiv, The ksiv is tizbach, not tizbachu. So memele, so a kaponim, so aliyamret bechulen, afilu lechatchila nami. So memele, this is a raya that the sefer is speaking about kochim, so the reisha is speaking about chulen. Let us just see one toys with the baal aval bechulen, the lav le dam hu tzorich, eima bepal gesagi. That means it will only say by kochim that you need roiv. I would think by chulin, half is sufficient. Boho diktoni chatzi echot boiv ve echot ve chatzi bebehema shchitosoi psule. Hainu seifo. This is the seifo. The airi be kochim that is speaking about kochim. This is the seifo that is speaking about kochim. Let us go further. Va'af Rav Shimon ben Lakish sova reisha bechulin v'seifa bekochim. Rav Shimon ben Lakish also holds reisha bechulin v'seifa bekochim. The Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish me'acher sheshaninu. Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked this kasha. Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked this kasha. Ruboi shel echot kamoyu. It says that roiv of what that the reisha lama shaninu roiv echot ba'oiv roiv shnayim bebehime. Lefishe shaninu. Because so the sefer is coming to tell us. Because we learned in Yume, Heviyu lo yes atomid, Yom HaKippurim, they brought to the Kohen Gadol, the Korban Tomid, Kortzoi, so he shechted roiv of both simonim, of the Tomid, umirek achar shchitosoi, and someone else was goymer the shchite, al yodai for him. That means, the gemar of the shchitas atomid, they was gemar. The shchitas atomid was to someone else. Yochel, I would think loy mirek yehi posel. I would think that if he would not have been goyma, it would have been possible. L'kach shoninu roiv echad ba'oif v'roiv shnayim b'behemo. That's why it comes and says our Mishnah that roiv shnayim b'behem is kosher to come and tell us that what? That afilu by kochim roiv is sufficient. So kaponim, we see from Resh Lakish that again that the Sefer of the Mishnah is speaking about kochim, and the Mishnah is coming to be megala that what it says mirik acha al yodoy is not pshat is that without this gemar it would have been possible. No, it's roiv is kosher, but we're goymer. Let us see what Rashi says. Hoder Resh Lakish b'seid the yud. Gabi heviu loy lekain gadol as a tamid. They brought the kain gadol the tamid. Kolzay. What does kolzay mean? Mefarshin en hosom. B'roiv shnay. The kain gadol was chaytach roiv shnayim from the tamid. Shloi hoya yochel. Ligmar belimroik es ha-shchita kula. He was unable to be goymer the shchita. Why? Lefi shekol avoides yom ha-kipuri ein ha-ksheira elaboy. Avoides yom ha-kipuri was only kosher through the kohen gadol. Tachsiv ba'achre mois v'chipe ha-kohen ha-shayim shach-oysa. V'hoya tzorich lechais ma'er es ha-mizrok ul-kabal adam. The Kohen Gadol, right after the Shrita, he had to make the Kabbalah. He had to make the Kabbalah from the Dam Shrita. So he can't afford to shecht all the Samonim, because the Dam will start gushing out, and you need a Kabbalah of that, and it'll be Nishbach Adam al-Ritzpah. So therefore, as soon as he shechted roiv of the simen, he went and got right. He took a keli to be mekabel the dam that's jutting out from the roiv simen. Lefichach chaytach boy kedei hechsher shchite umeinicha, and then he leaves go of the sakin umemayin lekabel, and then he's going to be mekabel the dam. And another kohen is goyim the shchita. Al yodoi, what al yodoi means, bishmiloi. Kemoi, we have a similar Russian, ma'arev odom al yad benoi ubitoi, bishmilo. Umibnei sheshaninu shom ditzorech lemarek. So this is not the memory of Resh Lakish. You learn Mesechtes Yume. In Mesechtes Yume it says that after the Shchita of Roiv Simonim, Umirek Acher Shchita Sayode, someone has to be Goymer the Shchita. Yochel, I might think, Loi Mirek Ye Posel, De Bekoshim Loi Sagi Beroiv Shnayim, Loi Kach, Utsach, Lishnei Skam, Reivechet Boiv, the Reisha Chulin, Avishaminimine, Betone Seifa, Mishum Kochim. So we see Al Koponim, this Oifen, how to say Pshat in the Mishnah, that all these Amiroim said that the Seif is speaking about Kochim. Resh Lakish also learned that the Seif is speaking about Kochim. And from the Seif, we have a Gilui, that Dawud says, Mirik Acha Al Yodoi, does not mean that it's likuve, meikar adin, roiv is sufficient. Now, we're gonna start analyzing, and before let's see Taisvis, umirik acha shritose al yodai. Mirik loshen gmar, is goyma. Kedamrin be medresh, mishe hischil be mitzvah oimrim loy meroik. Meroik is a loshen goyma. Omamar, yochel, moi mirek, yehei posel. So, I would think Now, this was the memra of Reish Lakish. I could think that without his gmar, it would be possible. And that's why we have this Mishnah in Chulin, the second bav of the Mishnah, Chulin Daf Chazayin, to tell us that you can live without the mirik. It's kosher, fill it without the mirik. Rekta Gemara, how could you have a hava mine that without the mirik, it's possible? Seim kain, so this is an intrinsic chelik of the avoide. In kain avale avoide ba'achar, so you have an avoide not through the kain gadol. If you need that the whole shechita has to be done, so Mamele and I, without our Mishnah, I would think that you have to make that the whole shechita has to be done. But you have, someone else does it. How can someone else do it? The avoidus Yom HaKippurim is to be through the Kohen Gadol. V'san yekol avoidus Yom HaKippurim einon k'sheiris el aboy. So without the Mishnah in Chul, if HaKochach it's not ma'akev. Because it would be ma'akev, so how could it help someone else doing it for him? You need the avoidus Kohen Gadol. Hachi kama. Yochel yeposel midarabono. No, I have a have a mean midarabonon it's possible. I mean, the rabbonon said, minatoire ziche roive sufficient. I would think midarabonon it's possible. The salke daitach amine ike psul midarabono. The kach shaninu roive echot. So my mail, there's no cash because minatoire you have. You have roiv, which is sufficient. And the Rabbonon said roiv is not good. So they said roiv is not good, but they said that if someone does it for the Kohen Gadol, it's also good. This thing, the miyut, hamishuyah, is sufficient if one does it for the Kohen Gadol. So that's what Reish Lakish is saying. Lekach shanino roiv echad boiv roiv shnayim bebehemel, that what? L'chatchila Reiv is also good. It's not possible for me the Rabbon. Ferek the Gemore, nu, umiyached afilu psula the Rabbon on leke. Loma li lemarek, so why do you have to be memarek? So Gemore says, mitzvah lemarek, there's a mitzvah lemarek. Zuk Rashi, mitzvah lemarek, mishum dam. Because fakert, he says, by kochim, there's a mitzvah makmish, he should have more dam by this rike. Vani shamati biyume, Rashi says, and sechte shum, I heard another pshat, mishum beroiv am hadras melech. Mitzvah lamach is the more the merrier, that means the more doing the avoide, that means, good, it's the kohen gadol did enough, but we want that someone else should be goyma, that the shechita should be done through more people. Bereiv am hadras melech. Ve'ein libi, ve'ein libi oimakach. Such a concept of reiv am, bim kein kol avoidus nami. So let's make all the avoiders. Let's make everyone should have a chelik in the mitzvah. Vreyakosav hikpid bekoyin godul vegiresh is reivam. There's no union of reivam. So why by the shechita should you have like reivam? So Zaraya, that the time is out. The time is out. Mitzvah lemarik out stop. Let us see Taisvitz. In kain havalei avoide ba'acher. I said, the Gemara asked Akasha and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, I would think that it's possible without the Miruk, and that's why it says the Mishnah in Chulin that Roiv is sufficient. So the Gemara says, how could you think such a thing? It's a Avodah Ba'acher. So Tosfos have a Motzi Nami Lemifrich and Kein Havalei Shechita Bishnayim. That means it's possible till you make the whole shechita, So how could you be Mirkal Yedei Acher? We had, we just learned that then, that it is Bach, the Ksivis is Bach, not is Bochel. Given them lay Mirk Possel. So the Shrita was a enigma, when Shnaim Shechtem Bezevach Echot, Afilu Bezeach Ezek, and the Mukhel the Kamon Bishmaitin. The Psul of Shnaim is Labdavke Tu Bebasachas, Afilu Tu Bezeach Ezek is also a Possel. Vim Kaima, Faktoisvis Amuridike Kashi. He says, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, I would have a Havamina, without our mission, I would have a Havamina that you need Miruk, and without Miruk, it's possible. That's why you have to come to the mission in Chul. So the Gemara says, how can you have such a Havamina? If it's possible, so you need Tanya Kol Avodah Shem Kippurim Ein Kshayres El Boy. How can you have such a Havamina? Vim tois, vim toim efek tois es amoyre dike kashe. O my kashe loy me avoyde ba'achel. What's the kashe? That avoyde ba'achel does not help in your avoyde bekoyin godu. O be peirik toraf bekal ve ike man de soraf ele shrit es pa koyin godu bezo. Shame shemay. The avoyde starts from Mikabol of Ilach, his mitzvah's kohune. There's one man, the Yomar in Yume, that holds the Shchitas Poroi Shol Koyin Godul, that the whole par is for him. It's also kosher bezo. That's one man, the Yomar. Va'afilu man, the Posel, there's someone that says, no, that's right. That the Poroi Shol Koyin Godul, no, that the Koyin Godul has the Shech, Haino davke poroi, dekosi lechoi vishyem akipurim, vikoi alei arein vechukit, there it says arein vechukit, ma'akip, poroi shal koin godu need that the shrit is to be fine called godu. Avul tomit, loy shayach lechoi vishyem akipur. But the tomit is, this is a tomit, the tomit has nothing to do with yem kippur. Blaikoi alei arein vechukit, is like, so tomid less man the palik, that is all can check. That is all can check, so if it's all can check, so the Moses, how can you ever have a meaning? How can you ever have a meaning that what? That without miruk it's possible, so you need to avoid the b'yayim ha-kippurim. And sure, you need to avoid the b'kippurim. When the avoid starts from Kabbalah ve'ilach. Shrit is Shere Bezor, so what's your problem? Azayfak Taisvus Akash. Before we'll see our Taisvus, there's a Chidushi Aran. The Chidushi Aran brings him a Taisvus, a very lomdish Teretz. He says, if Marike would be ma'akev, if Marike would be ma'akev, that means Rish Lakish without knowing our Mishnah, without saying that our Mishnah is speaking about Kochim, the Mishnah was Megale that by Kochim, you also, Roiv is sufficient, you don't need Kulay. But without our Mishnah, I would say you need Kulay by Kochim. Now, why do you need Kulay Bakochim? Because Ladam Butzorich, I mean, that's the whole Shakla Vitalia. If it would say Roy by Chulin, but here you need, by Kochim, you need Kulay Ladam Butzorich. Zuktoisus, Amir de Kalam de Shabbat. Sabin Subatoisus and the Toisus in Yuman. If the whole time you need Gmar Shchite is for Dam, that's why Kochim is different than Chulin. So Chulin, the Maisa Shchita Shaboy, Roiv is sufficient, whatever. But Kochim, the Ledamot, so you have to make a greater Shchita because you need more Dam for Zrike. So this Gmar Shchita is Letzoyrech Kabbalas Hadam. This doesn't have a halacha shchita k'sheira v'zor. Toisus bor ha-gemore. Toisus bor ha-gemore in Yume. That shchita k'sheira v'zor. Sure, shchita k'sheira v'zor. Whatever shchita accomplishes, is shchita k'sheira v'zor. So the male says, you don't need a kohen gadol. But if there's a din by kochim that you have to be shaychet, so male, and the Meila Taisus, and the Taisus says, I'm Meila the Keteret, that the Gemara in Yuma is speaking about Shchita. Shchita is Kshayra Bezor. Whatever Shchita is accomplished, the Nafik Chiyusa, that comes about through Shchita, then that you don't need a Koyin Godel for that, you don't need a Koyin. That's Kshayra Bezor. But if there's a Meyuchid the Kedim, by Kotchim, by Kotchim you have to, be geimeld and been shecht all the simonim, that's because Bisham Damot sorry. So this Gemar, this is Letzairich Kabbalah Adam, and that you don't have a rayas kshita kshere bezor. This is Atzairich Kabbalah, so it is the din Kabbalah. If it is the din Kabbalah, so Kabbalah, mi Kabbalah ve'eilech is mitzvah skohune. Amoyredike Taisves. The Magi and the Taisus Arosh wants to say, why did not Taisus say it? It's a beautiful Teretz. So the Magi and the Taisus Arosh wants to say, we had a Gemara, the Gemara says that we had a Rashi before. Kol Atzmo v'ikro shol shchites kochim ledam hitzricha. So Rashi seems to say, "A filo the tchilas hash Moses zichet the cut of written also, because kol atzma veikro shel shchites kochim ledam hotzriche." So it seems that tchilas hashchite is also the tzayrich adam. So if you say hashchite the tzayrich adam is a din of kabbalah, so how could you shecht with azor? I mean, this teretz is doch apsazer alom de sheteretz. That since the whole tzairich of Gemar is l'tzairich dam, tzairich kabbalah sadam, so my mail is a din of kabbalah. Fine, if that's true, so how can the tchilas hashchita be kosher with azor? Rashi said before, that's losh la gemar, kol atmo v'ikro shal shchitas kochim ledam yitzricha. The tchilas hashchita is also for that. So al kochach, it's Lutzeirich Kabbalah, it doesn't have a din of Kabbalah. So the Gemara also, that's what Arta is for self. Okay, so Taisa is a kash, so Taisa is out. So since Lamaisa Shchita is Kshayra Bezor, Shchita is Hatomi de Zicha Kshayra Bezor, so Ibazoi, so what does the Gemara say? It's Havoyda Ba'achah. Shloime the Mikol Mokim Posel Midarabonon. Midarabonon, they passeled. Some of the Yom Kippurim, they zicha passeled Azor. Some of Mele, so. So, we had the Reise de Kepsu, they passeled Midarabonon. So, Moses says, Lomali Lamarek. If so, there's no Psu Darabonon, Lomeli Lamark, Mitzvah Lamark, Lomeli Lamark. In fact, Taisvis, Afal Gav, the Bechula Nami Beinim Kol Ashnayim Lechatchile. I mean, we hear the Gemara Dav Chav Zayin, that's the second. Maestah Kasha, Ashaykh, the Yevadein Lechatchile Loi, so the Gemara answers, Iboi Seyma, the Gemara says that what it says Hashaychet, because it's going on Rubei Shalechot Kamoyo, and Rubei is only a B'diyev. Afilu by Chulin Lachatchila, you have to shech the whole simen. Rektoisves. So here the Gemara says Lomali Lamarik. Good morning, Lomali Lamarik. I'm saying Ah Mishmadam. Rektoisves. Nami כיוון שיש דויחק בדובו, ויהיו לנו לעשות על ידי אחר. I mean, it seems it's very difficult that here the Kohen has to take, the Kohen has to take the Mizrach to be mekabel the Dom, and he then, when he's coming in this game with the Shechit, and it's, so it seems it's very difficult. So if there wouldn't be a besondere mitzvah of Lamarek, they wouldn't have that in of our Mishnah, Chatchila to be Goyma, Kola, Simonim, they wouldn't do such a thing. Oh, but since I'll scotch him, there's a mitzvah Lamarek, that's why they did it. Let us just start the next of you. Omar, Rab Shimon, Belokish, Mishum, Levi, Sove. Eino, Lishchita, Elo, Besoif. Rab Yoichanin, Omar, Yeshno, Lishchita, Mitchila, Vaatsoif. Zot Rashi. Eino, Lishchita. Ein Hashchita, Kruya, Shchita, Elo, Besoifo. That means, when is it called a Shchita? Bishas the Gemara Shchita. L'kamit Meforish L'may Hilchasa. That means the whole process of cutting the simonim before you come to the Gemara Shchita, that doesn't have a shem Shechet. That's not called Shchita. It's called, you are Shechet by the Gemara Shchita. That's what Reish Lakish Mishum Levi Sovet, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Yeshno Lishchita, Mitchilo V'yatsoif, Yeshno Lishchita, Hakel Kori Shchita, that means the whole process of Chita Chasamonim has a Shem Shchita, and we're going to see Nafkaminis, what does the Nafkamin if has a Shem Shchita or doesn't have a Shem Shchita? Omar, Hakel Moidim, in this, there's no machlokes. Heiche de shochat simen echad oivet kecham, ve simen echad Yisrael, shi psula shreinase bo maise treife ve yad oivet kecham. So, Rava said like this. We would think, and that's what Rava says, no, it's not true. We would think, anaf kemine, if yeshno shchita metchila batsoif, eino shchita lo batsoif, or be anaf kemine, if a goy will shecht one simen, and then a yid will shecht the second simen. So now, there's a miut that zviche has to be to a bar zviche, it has to be to a yid. So if yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoiv, so the first simen also is a shem zviche, so it's a zviche, not to a bar zviche, so it's possible. If you hold eina l'shchita ela l'psoif, so comes out the shem zviche ischal b'shas negman zviche. So memel, that's to a yid. It's a zviche to a yid. So l'chayre, one might come to think that there's an afkemin and this machloik is if a goy can make b'zeveich one simen. So Rava says, anechte ketok, a goy will be zeveich one simen. I feel I hold eina l'shchita elo b'soif, it's also possible. You know why? Because it's treif. It's, since the goy is a lav bar zviche, so memele, so this, the chitach of this simon is matrif, the behemoth. Let us see what Rashi says. Psula, v'afilu l'mandio meinu l'shchita elo b'soif, Leimikri shchitas oivet, shchitas oivet kechovim. So it's not called the goy shechted. Obo, miyu shchitas Yisrael nami lehob. But Ayid also didn't shechted. That's the taco shchitas. Is mem, vahavelo, kekoitz baume. So it was cut. So yet one simon was cut, not through Ayid. Vitrefelo. So became treife. Maise treife. Maise shahoyo kidei ucheshir le toifa boy nase, but the maise that was done was sufficient to be matrefit. Biyadoivit kichobim, this was through the God. So therefore everyone holds that, that's no shiloh. Uzichabi posk. Ba'ila sa'if nami. Now, the halacha is as follows. The halacha is, an oila sa'if, you have to be ma'ilik to simon. And you have to be ma'ilik l'mailo. Ma'ilo by the top of the mizbeach. L'mailo, that's the mokim amalika. L'mato is that the mokim of malika's chata sa'if. So the Gemara says, ba'ila sa'if nami. Heichad the molik simen echad lamato, v'simon echad lamaylo. So l'chayre, one could say, if you hold ein l'shchit al l'psoiv, so since the gemar malika was lamaylo, so I made a malika lamaylo. That was lamato, is lamaylo imayre. So the gemara name, sharei osa bo maise chatas hoiv lamato. Since a malika of one simen, has a Torah's Malika Legabi Chata Sa'if, so this will pass all. So Krashi Shreyosh Eile Sa'if Lamayla Mechut Asika Chata Sa'if Lamata. Kedama Bezvochim, Shreyosh Eba Maisa Chata Sa'if Lamata, Bimokim Psula, Maisa Shehu Choshu Bechata Sa'if Lachshu. This is Zichah called a Maisa Malika. Bekach, Shemalika Chata Sa'if Simenechot. Hilkach Ochinami, if this is called a Maisa Malika by Chatas Oif, Hilkach Ochinami, Choshib, it's called a Maisa Malika by an Oila Soif, Liv Soil, Afogav, the Boila Lehavi Soif Malika Ad Gmar Hashemi.